You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:08 on the nose here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, October 20th, 2025. This is the Bob Cadaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man John Basiliga, featuring his great company, Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Walter Soa, Shaytown, Nanticoak, John Zavada, Wilkes-Barre, Robert Ludwikowski, South Scranton, James Benny, Music, Albert Liberatore, Scranton, and Carmen Sandy Sanicero, Dunmore. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of the morning. Remember independent commissioner candidate Capellini with that insane screed at the No Kings rally Saturday in Scranton. He's insane. Just remember that. That's why I'm for Chet Murley. We've got to take power out of Bill Gaughan's hands, the true king in Lackawanna County. It's scary. These are scary people. Oh, gosh, is they're insane. Yeah, a couple of comments on that. Good morning, Bob, LTS. When it comes to the silly No Kings rally, if Trump really was a king, they wouldn't be allowed to be out there, something like the fools that they are. And Joe from Trips Park says, according to the left, a Nazi has brought peace to Israel, and a king allowed them to slander and protest him as much as they want. They're insane. Somebody taking issue with me because I happen to like Capellini as insane as he is. Look, I could go to Clark Summit State Hospital and like the people up there. So give me a break, but they comment. So by bringing up World War II, Capellini obviously referring to all Republicans as being Nazis, but he's a great guy, right, Bob? Well, don't fight with me. Somebody else, good morning, Bob. This is Bill from Hazleton. The Constitution does grant people the right to do idiotic things in public, as long as they are not breaking the law, but it also grants you and I and other like-minded folks the right to expose them and to call them out on their left-wing neo-socialist BS. Another, the No Kings protest was trying to relate in some cases a patriotic message. The problem is no one believes a word they say because of the wide open borders, the anti-crime stance, along with the transgender ideology. They just can't connect with the vast majority of Americans because they have no real agenda other, and I'm adding this, other than their own insanity. Somebody else, I find it laughable. The mayor of Scranton was at the No Kings protest, but yet she told the voters she will pick the next mayor when she leaves office. Not the voters. Sounds like a queen to me. My word. Oh, I did not know. Jake, we got to find something on Johnny Carson. This would have been Johnny Carson's 100th birthday, says Chuck from Carbondale. Jake will find something. He's a magician that way. Lordy, lordy. Well, it's Monday. So what does that mean? That means football took place this past weekend. And that means Penn State star, Green Bay Packers star, Hall of Fame coach in New Jersey, NFL coach, Chet Parlavecchio is with us to break it all down and tell us what happened this weekend. Chester, my man, how are you?
Welcome back, Bobby. I missed you. It's a long week without you. Hey, Bobby, do me a favor. Can I get a copy of that Kamala tirade that went on that you played?
Oh, God almighty. These people are, they're insane. And she, the most qualified person ever, second only to George Washington.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, what a bullet we dodged. Oh, boy.
Oh, well, Chester, we can talk about things other than politics. Thank God. We have football. Now, I've got to start right out, and I know you are not on here because of Penn State, as much as your star performance has made things happen there. But my gosh, what a mess.
Yeah, you missed a little bit.
Yeah.
That week. It kind of, you missed a bit. But, I mean, what, you know, again, Bobby, I've been asked all week about this, you know, from different places. And, you know, my answer is the same. It essentially starts with anyone that would award any coach a 10-year contract. I mean, that, to me, you're backing yourself in a corner. And, it's again, you're putting yourself in a financial situation where you're taking a gamble. And again, in an era when the game has changed so much, when from week to week, you don't know if players are even going to be on your roster, with NIL money, with the transfer portal, with all the things that a coach has to deal with and the constant change, the word consistency becomes a thing of the past.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's hard for a coach to maintain a level of excellence for 10 straight years. If you could get 3-4 years of consistency, have a class that comes in as freshmen, buys in for 4 years, you develop them, and you go do some really good things, then you talk about the next contract. But to give guys like Kelly and Schiano and Franklin 10 years, hey, listen, I applaud them. That's great. They took care of their families. That's what a man's job is supposed to be. But as far as putting a school in a bind, it starts there.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is entitled to 10 years.
Chet, I had questioned this, and I wanted your thought on it in response to it. I said, well, Penn State could have saved about $14 million or thereabouts of our tax money, by the way. They could have saved 14, because all this money is fungible, even though it comes from the football program. But they could have saved $14 million by waiting till after the season. What did they gain, if anything, and maybe there's something of consequence, by firing Franklin right then?
Did you want to know the truth? It was becoming an air of embarrassment. It was to a point where, hey, listen, this is getting embarrassing, and I don't know how bad this is going to get. Obviously, it's going to get real bad. They've just bottomed out to Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're in a situation where you have 120,000 people in a stadium, and you're putting on that kind of performance against a team that had beaten a New Mexico team that had beaten UCLA that you lost to. So my point was, it was getting to a point where I can tolerate the losses to Ohio State and Michigan, and I understand Oregon if it happened. I can understand that. Those are national powers. But when it starts to lose, we start to lose to middle to bottom of the rung Big Ten teams, that's an emergency. That's a red light that's going on that has to be dealt with.
So you thought it had to get done.
Exactly. Now, maybe in respect to them, it gives them chance to evaluate everything now. There's no expectation on this team right now. None. They're just literally playing out the season. So now you reevaluate everything that you're doing, every aspect of this program, from coordinators to position coaches to everything that you're doing. Are you going to get involved with NIL money? Are you going to get involved with the portal? To what degree? How fast do we want this to recover? How much time do we need now to evaluate a new coach, get a committee together? You know, those things. So I just think it gotten to a point where no one needs the volatility in the stadium anymore. Yeah. It had reached a point where there was no low. This thing's got, it's got the bottom out somewhere, and the volatility that was occurring in the stadium was embarrassing. It was getting to a point where something had to be done.
Chester, anything else in college football catch your eye this weekend?
Oh, yeah, a few things. I mean, obviously, again, you know, some Bobby, we talked a long time ago about the ability to bet college games.
Yeah, and you said, don't do it.
Don't do anything. I mean, if ever a season of parity or mediocrity, whatever word you want to use, is apparent in the NCAA, it's this year. Take a look at something. Look how the power base has changed from the days of Penn State being national powers, which they normally are, but it's a bad year. Okay, but same thing, they're having the problems. Notre Dame losing two games. The early problems in Alabama, but they seem to regather themselves. The loss to Miami. But the whole point is all teams that we considered in the day or back in my day, you know, the main powers in NCAA, take a look who's changed now. You've got Vanderbilt. Great story. Pavia doing a tremendous job at quarterback. Doing a great job of building that program. The excitement is off the charts. Indiana, a legitimately number two team. They are, I told you, they were better than they were a year ago. This team is legitimate.
How are they doing it, Chet?
Well, again, here's one for you. You know what they did. They immediately, the minute they got rid of Franklin, what did they do? They signed Cignetti to a long-term contract.
Yeah.
Because he would have been one of my top guys that I would have been going after. Without a doubt, he would have been one of my top guys.
But within they're doing it without monster NIL money.
Not monster NIL money, but the portal are doing a good job in the portal. Okay. They're getting guys. They are a big physical team. They're athletic. But my point is, look how the power structure of the NCAA has changed. These teams that you never heard anything from, Vanderbilt, Indiana, all of a sudden, they're in the cream of the crop. They're on the rise. The Nebraskas, the Penn States. They're struggling, and it's funny. It's just you can build that quick with the portal and with NIL money. I don't know if that's a good thing. Well, I know it's a bad thing, but that's the fact of the modern game.
Yeah.
It's professional. It's essentially a professional game.
We're with Chet Parlavecchio. He is our football analyst every Monday at this time. Chet, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk NFL. I watched it yesterday. It was fun to watch and heartbreaking at the same time.
Oh, my God. Is that unreal or what? I've never seen that.
We'll take a break. Chet Parlavecchio with us. We'll be back. Oh, tragic day. This date, 1977. Ronnie Van Zant, guitarist Stevie Gaines, and his wife Cassie of Lynyrd Skynyrd, their manager Dean Kilpatrick. Murph tells us they were all killed in a plane crash. The plane ran out of gas in a densely wooded area near a swamp, Gillsburg, Missouri. The rest of the band and crew were seriously injured. Sweet Home Alabama. I never fail to turn it up when it tells me to. And it's a silly thing, but I happen to be in Asbury Park, where Asbury, New Jersey, and stayed at the same hotel as Lynyrd Skynyrd. Hung around. You know, I was a kid. I barely knew who they were. Had little laughs and whatever at the pool with the guys. And they were dead just a few months later. Skynyrd. Well, we're talking with our man, Chester, Chet Parlavecchio. And wild and woolly day in the NFL yesterday.
Well, here's a bit. This is how crazy it was. Let's start with our local front and maybe one of the craziest games. Three times my wife yelled down for me to come and get my Monogon. I think it got cold by the time I got up there. But anyway, I mean, three different times I thought the Giant game was over, and I said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And even with that 30 seconds, I said, they can get down there. The way these guys are kicking now, they can get down there. They got down there. I mean, you talk about as heartbreaking a loss as you could possibly have in the local front for the New York Giants. I mean, but what a courageous win for Denver to put 33 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, really a game for the ages. It was one of those, I don't know if I leave saying, wow, wasn't that really a great game, well played? No, it was a great game, but like most great games, sometimes it's not well played.
Yeah.
There were mistakes galore, but the mistakes are what kept the game competitive. I mean, that was just a real great use of the clock by Denver towards the end. They got every second out of that clock in all three of those possessions. Real heartbreaking loss. I mean, for the most part, Dart did a nice job again. Scataboo. I mean, let's be honest. The Giants were the better team for well the majority of that game. And so for them, a learning experience. A lot of young players that look at this and say, listen, we got to get better. But what a entertaining, crazy football game, something that I've never seen.
Chet, questions on that game. I'm not a Giants fan. I just root for them because the head coach played at the University of Rochester.
Right.
So I root for them. And I feel sorry for them simultaneously. You were an NFL special teams coach. You've got your second team kicker. He literally loses the game by missing two extra points. You got to cut him, right?
Okay. That's a great point, Bobby. And probably I would say, number one, because he's the backup kicker. So you don't know when the first string kicker's coming back. But in the meantime, on Tuesday, they'll bring in 20 kickers. And obviously, I think he'll have a tough time keeping his job. But that being said,
would you let him fly home on the plane with you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I felt terrible for that kid. And let me tell you something. Brian Daboll made a good point. Hey, listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that helped. But it was a collective defeat. There were a million plays that could have made a difference in that. Hey, listen, you got lucky at the end of the game on that.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bogus interference call towards the end. That wasn't interference, not even close. So my point is, that's one of those games, I always say this as a coach, I'm not sleeping tonight. I might as well get the scotch bottle out. That's it. I'm considering some scotch all night because I know I'm not sleeping. Give me a box of cigars and I'm good to go because the eyes ain't shutting because you're going to make yourself crazy. That kind of thing. But on the other front, as fun as that was talking about, the Jets are officially the worst team in football. I mean, they just won the crown. I mean, they just for my buddy Randy that's out there, that's a 50-year season ticket holder. Randy, I hate to say it, brother, but you're going to be dead.
Oh, yep, Lord.
You're Randy.
Oh,
our Lord. Randy, you're going to be dead before they win a Super Bowl, pal. It's going to be posthumous. And then on your front, on the Pennsylvania side, I mean, again, amazing thing, a lesson in the NFL. Anytime that division, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Cleveland, anytime you take the points, those games are amazingly close. We even knew it when we were coaching in Tennessee. Me and Munch used to say, anytime these teams play each other, it's a field goal game. So, I mean, that again, the Pittsburgh losing to Cincinnati, Flacco was incredible. He played, true professional, able to get the ball down the field, really an old pro. It was fun to watch that. No harm on either side. Rodgers played great. Just one of those divisional games that always go down to the end when those two play. And then the last one, Philly, that's, Bobby, they still, and I like what Jalen Hurts said at the end of the game, we still got to clean a lot of things up. You've got to get Saquon Barkley going. Whatever reason the run game isn't going, that's something they've got to look into. They finally extended the field, got the ball down the field. The big fella made two or three great catches. Jalen Hurts is a true professional. He knows how to manage a football game. That was a nice win in Minnesota. And then around the league, highlight performances. It was nice to see McCaffrey back at it. 200 yards, 120 on the ground, another 70 passing. What a great day by McCaffrey. He looks like he's back in his old form. And then I got to tell you this, Bobby. Dak Prescott, to me, he's having an MVP season. It's good to see. Everybody counted him out like they counted Daniel Jones out and they counted Sam Darnold out. You know something? Dak is saying, I'm healthy for the first time. I feel good about this football team. I'm not saying they're a Super Bowl favorite. What I'm saying is he's doing what a quarterback does. They have a porous defense. Their defense is terrible. But he keeps them in games because he's a professional and he can score points. And it's exciting. So those are the highlight things around the league. And that's where we're at till next week, big guy.
It's actually getting more fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
You know something?
The NFL, not college. No.
Huh?
College is not getting more fun.
Yeah. The NFL is crazy, Bobby. When you look from week to week, look at the records. I mean, you would think as 2 weeks ago you had Kansas City dead. Now everybody's on the Kansas City bandwagon again. I think Indianapolis is legit. So if you were looking at my power ratings, what I think right now, as of this week, Kansas City gives you that feeling that they're back in a form of Kansas City. They got Rice back. Mahomes looks in control. I think Indianapolis is right there at number two behind them. I think they're legit. They're not a flash in the pan. They're right there. And then literally, Bobby, after that, it could be anybody else. Yeah. It really could be anybody else. And in the NFC, if you looked at the power rating, in my mind's eye, again, I still, Philadelphia's your returning champions. They're still Philadelphia. They still find ways to win football games. You got to like Detroit in there at number two. And I'll tell you my sneak pick, the one I really like. I just got off the phone with Munch, and he was even agreeing with me. That Ram team is dangerous. They've got a real Hall of Fame quarterback. They looked good yesterday. What was it, London? They looked really good. They're a sneaky team, that Los Angeles, that Ram team.
Chet, we're over time, but I have a question for you. As an NFL player and an NFL coach, you've been on winning teams and losing teams. At this point in the season, how do you go forward on the losing team, and how exciting is it to be on the winning team?
Well, again, you're in a playoff run. That's what you play the game for, to see how far you can go. As far as the others, you're professionals. You have pride in your city. You have pride in your team. And guess what? You're being paid. You're a professional. Act professional at all times. Because, again, you don't want to lose your job. And right now, organizations that are in the rebuild or on the tail end, right down the street from my house here, the Jets, I'm looking in the eyes of these players, and I want to see who wants to play and who wants to move on and start selling cars. So, I mean, that's pretty much where you're at.
Well, it looks like the whole Jets organization should be selling cars.
Well, right now, they're going home on a stagecoach. They're not looking good.
Chet Parlavecchio, our man for the college and NFL analysis on a Monday. Thank you, my friend.
Take care, my friend. See you next week.
Talk to you next week. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return with our Veterans Tribute, and as they say, much more after this. Our Veterans Tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga, featuring today one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, located in Jessup. But they are one of the best and largest roofing companies in the eastern United States for commercial, institutional. But guess what? They could take all that expertise, because they're headquartered here, and bring it to your home or your small building. Eastern Roofing Systems. If you go to the Bloomsburg American Legion, you'll find a stone, and it says, "What is a veteran?" And I'll add to it a little bit. It says, a veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, reserve, peacetime, or in war, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of, up to, and including his or her life. Carmen Sandy Santosiro. We lost him October 10th. He was from Dunmore. He'd been preceded in death by his wife, Barbara Katusak Santosiro, back in 2018. They'd been happily married for 64 years. Carmen Sandy Santosiro was born in Dunmore, graduated Dunmore High School, and then he joined the United States Air Force. Having entered the Air Force July 3rd, 1953, he served at Sampson Air Force Base, Keepler Field, Biloxi, Mississippi, and Nuremberg, Germany, as well as Travis Air Force Base, California. After being honorably discharged, he returned to Dunmore and worked at Capitol Records. He then worked at Tobyhanna Army Depot for 33 years until his retirement. He later worked for Moritz Embroidery and then Archangel Adult Daycare Center as a driver. Carmen and his wife were members of the Elmhurst Country Club, and they loved skiing around Northeast PA and in Stowe, Vermont. Surviving are his sister-in-law, Carolyn Lucas Dunmore, a brother-in-law, my old French teacher, Ed Katusak Dunmore. Special friend, Ruth Thornton. nieces, nephews, and many other family members. Carmen Sandy Santosiro. Albert Liberator. He died September 25th. His family says he left this world in much the same way as he had lived his life, quietly, prayerfully, and surrounded by those he loved. He was a remarkable 103 years old. Born in Scranton, oldest of six children, proud graduate of West Scranton High School. He was prouder still of his World War II service in the U.S. Navy aboard the USS Nicholas, the most decorated ship in naval history. To this day, a painting hangs in his living room depicting the moment his ship had the privilege of leading the Allied fleet into Tokyo Bay for the signing of the surrender that ended the war 80 years ago, September. Nothing brought Al more pride than his daughters, his son, and the fact that all three of his children and three of his grandchildren have become educators is no small part because of Al's lifelong passion for learning. Al was papa to his grandchildren and old papa to his beloved great-grandchildren. The love of Al's life was his wife of 46 years, Eleanor Bonsack Liberator. He felt the pain of her untimely passing at just 64 years of age every day of his remaining 28 years. He longed to be reunited with her, and he is now. Member of St. Peter's Cathedral Parish, where he was a lector, usher, senior server. He volunteered at hospice until he was 98 years old. After a career in lithography that spanned nearly 40 years, until he retired from panel prints in Old Forge, he worked at Mr. Z's in South Scranton, picking up his final paycheck at age 94. After retirement, his full retirement at 94, he went on to do not only the volunteer work, but yoga and fitness at Allied Services, writing poetry right up until this past summer. Family and friends thought he'd be around forever because he lived as though he just might be. They call him one of the greatest generation's unassumingly great men. Albert Liberator, 103 years old. Our great veterans brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. This date, 1979, Bob Dylan performed for the only time on television, Saturday Night Live. He performed three songs from his Christian album, Slow Train Coming. Murph chose Gotta Serve Somebody from that performance on Saturday Night Live when it was funny and a big deal. Well, Mickey Mantle, my brother Mike reminds me, would have been 94 today. That's why we played that little Mickey Mantle story in there, for those of you who didn't recognize the voice. And before, and of course, Billy Martin with the team then. And they did got caught at the end of a night of carousing. And then Johnny Carson, one of our great listeners, tells me he would have been 100 today. And that's when late night was funny and fun. And all of that. John Perillo even says, thanks for putting Carson on. Back when comedians understood their job was to make people laugh. By the way, John also points out the 6-0, the Navy. Fascinating. All right, we've got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. We've got Bloomberg Money Minute to check on the markets. And then we'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. She released her first album, Murph tells us. Frank, named for Frank Sinatra. You sent me flying. I was sent a thing. Michael Cappellini, the aforementioned independent candidate for Democratic commissioner. And by the way, behind him in the picture that he posted at the No Kings rally, I see Gary DiBilio, who will never get my support again, county controller. His slogan, you heard his diatribe, yelling and screaming. Uniting our county is his slogan for county commissioner. Yeah, uniting our county with Bill Gaughan, the worst commissioner in the history of Lackawanna County. Oh, Lord. It is scary. Thank you, Gary, for sending that in. Somebody says, no king's protest, yet they support a socialist society that gives you no control of your life, how you live, what you own, and what you can do, and what kind of health insurance you must buy. Government control of your entire life and your family's life. The Democrat Party and big government they promote is the real king. They always are doing what they say you're doing. Oh, my God. That's frightening. I told you Capellini's all in with the lunacy. If you're a lunatic, I guess you got to give him a vote because so is Gaughan. And you'll get lunacy and incompetence. Left-wing lunacy and incompetence. That's what we've been experiencing. I mean, his running mate ran out on this. Couldn't take it. Hey, we're finishing up today. And I mean Gaughan's running mate, McGloin, smart enough to get off his thinking ship. This day, 2001, all-star cast including David Bowie, Eric Clapton, Mick Jagger, Elton John, Billy Joel, and The Who performed a benefit concert at Madison Square Garden for the people who died in the September 11th attack that year, organized by Paul McCartney. And they played Heroes by David Bowie. Great performance, great, as tragic a time, a great time. America was unified for a very brief period. Hey, our veterans, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Albert Libertor, 103. We lost him September 25th. Sandy Sanicero, Dunmore. We lost him October 10th. Walter Soa, Shaytown, Nanticoke. He was 100. We lost him September 29th. John Zavada, 92, Wilkes-Barre. We lost him September 29th. Robert Ludwikowski, South Scranton, 82. James Benny Muzik, we lost him at age 81, October 4th. Our great veterans, brought to you by John and Eastern Roofing Systems. Well, guys, we're back at it. Tomorrow we got Rick Bigelow at 11 to talk about the Italian campaign in World War II. It was brutal. It was amazing. And our troops got it done, as they always do. Guys, have a great afternoon. The Sue Henry Show next. The Rob O'Donnell Show after that. And I enjoy being back with you, although I don't like getting up and getting ready in the dark. Neither does Chauncey. But it's what we got to deal with. It's what it is. Good luck, and God bless the morning show. How they do it, I don't know. But we'll do all this tomorrow, God willing, at 9 a.m. But for now, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tell me we're approaching noon, which means we've got to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, otherwise known as the Bob Cadaro Show. We are adjourned. Adios, guys.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.